Sound Check. I'm John Schaefer. The Brooklyn band called The Hundred in the Hands is actually just a duo, but they make a big noise with all their gear that they've trucked into our performance studio today. With a sound that looks back to the dance rock of the 80s, The Hundred in the Hands recently released its first otherwise untitled album, and from it, they're going to play the song Commotion live in the studio. Here's The Hundred in the Hands.
Yeah.
That is the band The Hundred in the Hands, and a live version of their song Commotion, which appears on the band's otherwise untitled debut LP. The Hundred in the Hands is Eleanor Everdell, who sings and plays the synthesizer and sampler, Jason Friedman, who plays guitar and sampler and sequencers, and believe it or not, that is it. That is the band. Between the two of you, Jason, I think that is probably the loudest live music we have ever had in this room.
Oh, thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But nothing shattered, so well done. Eleanor, the name of the band, The Hundred in the Hands.
Yes.
This is from some battle between the Lakota Sioux and the U.S. Army back in the 19th century?
You're very well informed. It's 18th century.
18th century, wow.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It is 19th century. 1850s.
And why?
Why? I think we liked the romance of the story. We liked that it was American history. We liked the sound of it. We thought that the Hundred in the Hands had the alliteration, and it kind of sounded like a Bronx gang.
In fact, it meant what? It was like a kind of a vision of what was going to happen?
Yeah, the shaman, it was a vision that the shaman had, and so the battle took the name from what the shaman was saying, which was, Jason, you tell this part of the story.
The shaman had rode in and out of the camp the night before and kept on saying, I have too many in my hands. I have 100 in the hands. And the next day they killed nearly 100 soldiers. So It became the Battle of the 100 in the Hands.
And this was like Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse.
And I liked also that the name, it's a different name in U.S. history. It's Fetterman's Massacre is what our history books say.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that, history, the difference between a massacre and a victory is who's telling the story.
Right. The band is called The Hundred in the Hands. It's also the name of the record, and it is just the two of you. Now, Jason, what all is happening there, in terms of there's lots of guitar parts, drums, bass. Is all of that sequenced?
There's a lot of things that have been sequenced and then kind of separated out, and so I'm triggering loops and added different kinds of effects and things, trying to make it sound like there's more going on.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Since it's just the two of you, I mean, Eleanor, have you guys ever sat down and thought, maybe we should just get another guitarist and a bass player and a drummer?
No other guitarists.
Okay. Jason's marked his territory.
Indeed. We have thought about expanding the band, and that may be something that we evolve into. We initially thought maybe there would be a third member in the band during the writing process for this record. But it just turned out that it was the two of us, and we were both completely committed and spent all of our time developing the sound. So it was logical for these first, this first year of touring that it just be the two of us. But again, we really would like to have a drummer along and maybe someone else to contribute synth lines and things like that.
Mm-hmm. For the moment, though, it is just the two of you. So it is kind of a DIY project. And normally when you say DIY, people think, especially in the indie world, really lo-fi. That's not your sound at all, is it?
DIY is interesting because I would say that most bands do some version of DIY these days, just meaning that they do it themselves rather than going into a studio and having a producer take care of everything for them.
We record, I'd probably say 80% of our album on our own using pretty low rent gear. But then we took those to real studios and so polished it off where we had screwed it up.
But the technology available to just musicians like Jason and I now, it's incredible what you can do in your bedroom or in your practice space.
David Pogue earlier in the show was telling us about all these musicians making incredible music with iPhones, with their cell phones. It's unbelievable. No iPads, no iPhones in evidence here, but lots of other stuff. Let's put it to use. You want to do Lovesick next?
Yeah.
This also is on the band's debut LP. It's called Lovesick Once Again. And the band is The Hundred in the Hands. They're playing for us today and tomorrow at a free Williamsburg holiday party at Death by Audio on South 2nd Street in Williamsburg. That's tomorrow at 9 o'clock. It is a free event. Eleanor Everdell and Jason Friedman are The Hundred in the Hands, live on Soundcheck. ¶¶ Once again, the band The Hundred in the Hands, live in the Soundcheck studio, and a song called Lovesick, once again, which appears on their debut untitled CD, The Hundred in the Hands, Eleanor Everdell singing, and Jason Friedman playing guitar, and both of them with a rack of stuff here in the studio. Eleanor, on your MySpace page, you described the sound as disco house. Is this dance music, ultimately?
Definitely inspired by dance music, but I would say that that's one of about five things that are kind of the main key ingredients to the music. Mm-hmm. But certainly, I think that we wanted from the beginning to make music that that was visceral, that made people want to move. And we were exploring disco particularly because we were working with a friend of ours, Jacques Renault, who is a DJ and makes his own music and is very dance. And he has an incredible collection of old disco records, so mm-hmm. I think we were geeking out on that. And so some of the tracks definitely have that disco vibe, but not all of them.
Well, but a lot of them, especially on the record, you hear echoes of some of the English dance rock of the 1980s, bands like New Order and The Cure and stuff.
Yeah.
To give folks an idea of what we're talking about, here is a clip from the album by The Hundred in the Hands. Young Aren't Young is the name of the song from the Brooklyn-based duo, The Hundred in the Hands. That is off the record. Once again, the band is playing at this Williamsburg holiday party tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. It's a free event at Death by Audio on South 2nd Street, and they've been playing for us today in the studio. Jason, I noticed your website is not just the usual stuff. This is who we are. This is our music. This is where we're playing. It's like a fanzine as well, right?
Yeah, it was something right when we started the band that we wanted to do just to, as an excuse to not have to talk about ourselves, but also to meet other bands and artists that we liked. So we've actually made a lot of friends through it. The guy who just designed our latest single, we met when we interviewed him because we liked his website.
So you do album reviews, you interview other bands. Neon Indian is one of who were here about a month ago, I think.
We actually interviewed someone who interviewed him.
Oh, okay.
The way that worked.
are you guys like angling for a radio gig or something? I mean,
it's not a bad idea. I'm excited about my NPR voice. Trying it out.
Hello, Jason.
I know.
Eleanor, there's also a bunch of mixtapes on the 100 in the Hands website. The latest of which is all female vocalists. Real range of them, from like Etta James to the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Mm-hmm.
Did you put that together?
You know, I didn't put that together. Jason is responsible for all the mixtapes, but I did request that. I felt like a couple of the other mixes were more male dominated.
Little dude heavy.
And I thought it would be cool because he actually is, he's a big fan of a lot of female artists.
Well, it came up because we had done a bunch of mixtapes about the influences on our album,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of purposely stayed away from female singers just because I thought that was the more obvious references to the record, and then Eleanor got upset about that.
Well, the album is out. It's called The Hundred in the Hands, also the name of the band. And Jason Friedman and Eleanor Everdell, pleasure to have you both here in the studio. Thanks for playing for us today.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
That'll do it for Soundcheck this time. On our next program, it's more of Critics Week as we look at big albums and big stories in the world of classical music and opera. Plus, Calexico's guitarist Jairo Zavala returns to Soundcheck with his solo project, De Pedro. He'll play live in the studio. And visit our show page during Critics Week to find the best of the year lists from all of our guests. And while you're there, you can watch a video of B-52's frontman Fred Schneider being sketched by an artist in our green room. It's all at wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Tiffany Kamhai, and I'm John Schaefer.